We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. Top local story now. Authorities hope some of the 339 people who were forced out of their units in that harrowing West LA high-rise fire yesterday could be allowed back in today. KMX 1070's John Baird working this story. He's live for us now at the Barrington Plaza complex. John.
Firefighters kept an eye on the building overnight just in case there was a flare-up, and the fire department is meeting with building and safety inspectors today to start going through this high-rise and determine which units are habitable so they can let some of the tenants return. 6 to 8 units may have been destroyed. Many others could have smoke damage or water damage. LA Fire Captain Eric Scott.
We've been able to escort multiple occupants back up into their units to get critical needs like medication. We're working close with the building management to clear out the elevator shafts. Fortunately, one elevator is now functional.
Meantime, City Councilman Mike Bonin says he will introduce a proposal tomorrow requiring sprinkler systems in older LA buildings. They're not required right now, and this one doesn't have them.
Well, you know, we're aggressively pushing property owners to make earthquake safety precautions in Los Angeles and retrofit their buildings, and a lot of them are doing it. And it's sort of ridiculous not to have the same protection in these 55 buildings for people who could be victims of fires.
The law right now does not require sprinkler systems in buildings built between 1943 and 1974. Live in West L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070.
New research reveals an increase in homelessness among low-income women in Los Angeles.
In the city of Los Angeles, the report finds well over 10,000 women are homeless, an increase of more than 40% over the last 5 years.
Homeless women are more likely to be older, about my age, I think, 48% over the age of 50, and that's for me is very startling.
LA County Supervisor Hilda Solis.
Elderly women, women who are widows, women who have been on the streets for 10 and 15 years.
The study done by LA's Downtown Women's Center, homelessness put under the microscope based on gender.
60% of the women in the study overall experienced some sort of violence last year.
Mayor Eric Garcetti saying this report is yet another call to action to deal with the crisis of homelessness. In downtown Los Angeles, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Researchers are tracking another mountain lion in the Santa Monica Mountains. It's a female that was found in the Awulzi fire burn area.
She was outfitted, like all of our other cats that we're tracking, she's outfitted with a GPS radio collar, and that provides us with location information daily, so we get points every day.
It's Anna Cholo. She's with the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area, and she tells KNX the cat's name is P80. The cat is 5 to 6 years old, seems to be in good health. She says that P80 probably had cubs in the recent past, but it's unclear where they might be. She says by tracking P80, researchers can learn more about mountain lions, which will help researchers figure out better ways to help protect them. The company that made the helicopter that crashed in Calabasas says it has been trying to get terrain warning systems installed on older models of the aircraft. The 1991 Sikorsky model that went down did not have the system on board. TMZ quotes the company as saying it regularly contacts owners of the older models to recommend they install it. It's not that expensive. Aviation attorney John Kettles tells KNX he thinks it should be fitted on all helicopters.
Given the initial cost and operating costs of helicopters in this category, the warning system is minimal.
But he says he thinks visibility for the pilot was the main issue in the crash that killed Kobe Bryant and 8 other people on Sunday, and that the warning system may not have helped in that particular case. We're hearing from Lakers owner Jeannie Buss today for the first time since Kobe Bryant was killed. Buss writing on social media, post addressed to Bryant, quoting Jeannie Buss now, "My father loved you like a son, which makes us family." She thanked him for his compassion when her dad, Jerry Buss, died. Jeannie Buss directed her final words to Laker Nation, quoting here, "To the families that also lost loved ones on Sunday, the entire Laker family mourns with you. Laker Nation," she said, "we are one family grieving the loss of people we all loved dearly." The sheriff's deputies are investigating an alleged hit-and-run crash in Santa Clarita involving an assistant chief for the L.A. Fire Department.
"It was completely beyond anything I could have expected."
Kimberly Ward says her niece's car was totaled in Sunday night's crash, and the parked sedan was hit with such force that it went across the street, up a driveway, and hit another parked vehicle. A deputy gave her a document identifying the incident as a hit and run involving a Dodge Ram and the name Ellsworth Fortman. The LA Times reports when deputies showed up at his nearby home, Fortman allegedly ignored their repeated commands to speak with him.
"They could see him walking around, and then they could hear him talking on the phone, but he wouldn't answer the door. So I went up and I banged on the door. I had a mag flashlight and I banged for like a minute. They had to come get me and tell me, 'You can't do that.'"
An LA fire spokesman says in a message, the department is aware of an alleged off-duty incident, and the Professional Standards Division is cooperating with law enforcement. Fortman remains on duty. A DA spokesman says prosecutors are reviewing the case but have yet to decide whether any charges will be filed. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.